Welcome to a different type of show with like-minded individuals that don't always see eye to eye.
Do you understand the words that are coming out from my mouth?
Don't nobody understand the words that are coming out of your mouth, man.
Free thinkers that stray away from the herd.
Drink that booze. Drink that booze.
Real topics, real discussions with real opinions.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
We might make you laugh. We might blow your mind. To some, this is groundbreaking. But to us, it's just another convo.
Well, hang on. We shouldn't be learning how not to get caught. We have to take responsibility for our actions.
What the fuck are you talking about, man?
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, High C. You know what today is. It is time for Just Another Convo. I am joined today. I got my bro, Chacho, right across from me. My boy, the villain, Johnny Christ. How you doing?
Tired as shit.
Yeah, you was out a little late last night.
I do. But I have something that I didn't tell you about off the air because I wanted to do it publicly. I believe if you mess up and you are out of line or out of whack, the apology needs to be as big as the crime.
Okay.
So I say this with a full heart. For years, I used to say that men and women can't be friends. We all know this. There's nothing weird about that. I've said that. I've publicly said it. I've privately stated it. Changed my mind.
I've heard it a few times.
Yep. Men and women can be friends. But one of y'all's ugly as fuck.
So that's why I got a lot of female friends. Because I'm the ugly one.
Or maybe both of you all are ugly as fuck. And if that's the case, y'all should be fucking anyway because it's called Bumping Uglies.
That's a pretty good band I've heard.
Shout out to Reggae Rise Up.
Boy. Shout out to the homie Zach, by the way, from Buck That Podcast. He's out there today shooting some video footage.
Tell him to do something with his life. He worries the Lord.
Nature Studios. Make sure y'all follow him.
That's right. He does do some stuff.
Yeah, they'll be posting up some stuff soon. Speaking of plugging some people, man, I want to go ahead and give our plugs some love. Shout out to Bamboozer. Shout out to Poor Decisions for letting us rock it in the cabin.
It was a lot of fun going into Bamboozer's yesterday at the downtown Get Down.
Yeah.
Because I ran into my boy, DeChico. DJ AK.
DJ AK. Bup, bup.
That boy's awesome.
Hey, he be getting, man, he throws down on the when he gets into it, man. He
everything was cool. Like, I was trying to get into, like, the mental headspace for Bamboozer, you know, like the rush up stage, because we were right across from Bamboozer's, and the stage was all the way over by the light, by the traffic light. For anybody who knows what that is, you guys know what I'm talking about. And this motherfucker starts playing like Debbie Deb and JJ Fad.
Bro, from what I haven't had a chance to go in there and show him no love yet, but from what I've heard and from what I've seen him talking about, he's like, look, I play a mixture of everything, old school, new school, everything in between, but he tries to keep it a good vibe situation.
A lot of people say that bullshit, but he's one of the few that do. I can say that.
And that is one thing is that I can definitely say about AK and even DJ Slick is those guys love music. And you could tell when they play it and when they do their thing on the ones and twos. You know, them damn DJs, shout out to those guys. They're always doing their thing.
It got ratchet in there real quick.
Music going on and you have the alcohol, the drink going around. And, you know, saying maybe some little, girl, you look good. Won't you back that ass up? It's going to be some booty shaking going on. I don't care. There's like certain songs that I feel like brainwash women's DNA. It's like, you know the Chappelle show where he was talking about like how certain like races react to like different instruments the same?
Yeah.
And he had like John Mayer and all the white people went crazy. And he had like your boy Questlove or whatever from the Roots playing the drums and all the
John
black people
John Mayer's a hell of a guitarist though.
It's like, there's certain songs and just like in ratchet songs, there's just something in there. It just like, it channels the inner thoughtness of all the women. And it gets ratchet in there real quick. Even some of the guys.
It really did. I got to meet one of Palmetto's finest teachers in Troy Bellamy. Awesome guy. He fucks with us. Shout out to Troy Bellamy.
Awesome. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
Coach Bellamy too, right? Isn't he a coach as well?
He might be. He very well might be.
I'm pretty sure.
So as the show came to an end and I'm tearing down the tent, imagine that guy got to be a freaking performing in front of thousands, being a rock star, and then I got to go do bitch work and break down a tent.
It'd be like that sometimes.
It really do. You see all these like little thoughts be going into Bamboozers nonstop. Everybody pulling on up, you know, in loud ass cars and souped up bikes. And it's funny to see how the game of picking up women really hasn't changed. There's this fine four-legged girl, finer than all outdoors. Shout out to Outkast. And she had on this like stripe jumper.
Okay.
She was looking great.
Like Beetlejuice style?
Not quite as black and white. Like okay. It had a lot of color in it.
Okay.
And three guys come walking behind and say, "Hey, it was stripes, stripes, stripes." And I'm just like, "You're not wrong. If you don't get it, like, I'm going to drop what I'm doing, and I'm going to go holler. You better go do something."
They should have just went with that T-Pain. Like, "Can I buy you a drink?" Some.
The game has literally not progressed at all.
I do need to go out there one of these days and go show some love to them boys, man.
We got
to
go out on, like, a Saturday.
Just go have, like, a little drink or something real quick.
Or go over to Latin Quarters in Sarasota on Main Street, because that's where Slick is.
Oh, okay.
There'd be some fine women up in there. God damn, fine.
I went down. Listen, one thing about Florida is even if you are not from here,
the women are stuck up, a boy that they look good.
Listen, there is heat down here.
Yes, sir.
It gets warm. And a couple things you can count on in Florida is some fine women. And they're going to be wearing some stuff that's going to make you go, "Hmm."
I will forever say the hottest thing on the planet, bar none, is women who don't know it.
We do got a bunch of people chiming in. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody who's chiming in.
If you're Irish for just today, that's fine.
And I do got green on permanently. It's tattooed on me, so don't be trying to come pinch me because I hit you with an uppercut.
Some motherfucker pinched me last year. I about knocked their ass out.
Literally.
I said, if you ever pinch me like that again, I'm going to backhand you.
I'm a titty twister you. We got both Chris's. We got Carter and Flick chiming in. Good morning, y'all. Good morning, Smokey. He's out in Clearwater at the softball game.
I saw that, man. Shout out to them girls doing their thing out there, man.
Ashley says she pinches back. Well, don't threaten me with a good time.
Easy. Women don't play nice with the pinch game anymore.
Oh, it gets a little rough?
It gets way rough.
All right.
Doesn't even get a little rough. It gets way rough.
Like rough, right? I might have to throw up like the crane, like Karate Kid or something?
Like bruised and starts busting blood vessels.
Damn,
rough.
I'm like, that is rough,
what the fuck's the matter with y'all?
I ain't even trying right. to do all that.
So we will take this story to Georgia.
Derek says you ain't knocking nobody out.
Come on with it. Walk forward, limping back, baby.
He a Patriots fan. He might win.
That explains everything, all right? That's that New England balance of that my territory, your territory.
He's not even from New England. He's from here. He's a Tom
oh,
Brady
never
fan.
Mind. Get the fuck out of here, poser.
He's a Tom Brady fan.
Get out of here. Lake Lanier is open to water park. Who wants to go to Lake Lanier? Anybody want to go to Lake Lanier?
I've never even heard of it.
Lake Lanier is ready for it. The most haunted place in America. Lake Lanier is obviously a lake in Georgia that they have put a water slide and a makeshift water park at this lake. The funny thing is Lake Lanier has claimed the lives of over 200 people, allegedly. I don't want no part of that fucking water park.
You just say 200, right?
200, 200.
All right.
Not two, not 20, not 2000, but 200.
Okay.
Yeah. Nope. I'm good. I got a hard enough time swimming as it is. I don't need to die on it.
It's a water park.
They've just
like how are they dying? Like skiing?
Nobody knows. That thing's got more speculation wrapped around it than the fucking Babadook.
So there's not like stories that have come out that have been like, just random people drowning or what?
That's part of it, but everybody thinks that fucking place is haunted. Haunted. because what lake claims? I don't think the ocean claims that. No, I can't say that because I think that might be misinformation. But yeah, Lake Lanier, crazy shit.
I think they do.
And Florida's got some beautiful fucking lakes, rivers, stuff like that. If you haven't had a chance, you're robbing yourself. Jenny Springs, Devil's Den, stuff like that. The Peace River, that's like 45 minutes away from us. It's amazing. I don't want no part of no damn lake. And I don't know how y'all can swim the damn Peace River. You don't know what the hell. You can't see it. You can't see what the hell's underneath there.
Oh, you taking a risk anytime you swim in the river around here? There's definitely you swim.
They're definitely gators.
If you born and raised in Florida and you played in freshwater and swam in freshwater, there's probably a chance you swam over a gator and didn't even know it.
I'm good. I'm good without that. Yeah, I'm really good.
I'm just saying.
I don't want that. No.
Make some good nuggets.
Back when my father used to live in a city called Fort Ogden. There you go. There's a history lesson for you. Google it, kids. It's literally the town on State Road 17 that Hurricane Charlie went up through. It's the town in between Punta Gorda and Arcadia. It's this little blink and you'll miss it little city called Fort Ogden. And it was right on the Peace River. And I used to sit there and go swimming and hang out with motherfuckers. And, like, I swear somebody got clipped by a damn gator.
They might have. They're everywhere. And we have people chiming in. Smokey's on the Facebook Live saying, Craig ain't going to no rivers or Devil's Den. I haven't done both. I haven't done Devil's Den, but I've been in rivers.
Is it because he can't swim?
I've been canoeing before and stuff like that.
Can you swim, though?
Yeah, I can float, too. You know, shit floats. Ashley says she's only a half hour away from Devil's Den. Oh, shoot,
we going.
If I were you, I'd be going there often. And Chris Flick says gators ain't the issue. It's the damn bull sharks showing up everywhere.
They're not. Oh, yeah, he does got a point on that one.
Yeah.
He very well may have a point on that one. Ugh. See, this is where we're at, man. We got whales showing up in Florida. We got hammerhead sharks getting buoyant and ship short and shit. I was down in Venice on Monday night with a friend of mine who was going through it. And I was waiting to see a fucking shark. I was waiting on that bullshit. Waiting on it. There were that many damn sharks, see, something's up. They in the water.
They everywhere. Bull sharks, boy, they ain't no joke.
Bull sharks are fucking dicks. They're fucking assholes. I don't understand what their problem is.
Everybody talks about great whites, but bull sharks are everywhere.
Well, great white, you're going to know you catch it, but like the bull sharks are the undercover killer.
Yeah, for sure.
They are a rough one. And they, and she brought up turtles. Yeah. They're wiry little bastards. You wouldn't think so when you look at them because they just move so slow and steady as it goes and shit like that. But you try to fucking touch one of them motherfuckers, and they're not retreating into the shell. They're snapping at you.
Depending on what kind of turtle it is, them bitches could be mean as hell.
What the hell's your problem? Oh, Leonardo, push your ass on your fucking back. Bite me now. Asshole.
Damn.
Right, yeah.
Why you gotta do Leo like that?
A friend of mine works over at Moat Marine as a marine biologist. And, like, the turtles over there are cool. Except for this one. You got his alligator turtle.
Oh, yeah, them things are mean.
He's a fucking dick. He's an alligator asshole.
It's alligator snap-on turtle problem.
Yeah. And that motherfucker's got a really deceptively long neck. Like, you wouldn't think it. Looking at it, you think, oh, come on, man. But this motherfucker could go as long as he is wide. Like, oh, I was like, motherfucker.
Damn.
Turtle fucking stew. Keep it up.
Chris,
they got some hillbillies, boy, that would love to eat your ass.
Chris Flick actually has a turtle rescue. He helps helps turtles that have been, like, injured and stuff.
Chris, what? Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
He does.
This kid.
He has Larry the snapping turtle. He has a snapper. I swear to God.
I didn't know that.
I can't make this up.
Wow. And I did not know that Ashley was such an aquatic aficionado.
And Flick says, I am the motherfucking turtle man.
Turtle man. Oh, all right. Well. Hey. I don't know, man. I don't know nothing about it. I don't speak on shit that I don't know it. All right. I don't speak on that shit.
My boy got 30 recipes for turtles.
Oh, Lord. Why? Why?
In case you got to survive one day.
Ah, come on. Jesus. Yeah. Can we at least do, like, the boat thing, the pool thing? Like, I'm okay with the pool. Pools are great. I like pools. I don't got to worry about nobody catching my ass.
What's wrong with the river?
We've just discussed this.
What's wrong about being way down yonder on the Chattahoochee?
I don't give a fuck how hot is a hoochie's coochie it gets, god damn it. Don't want to fucking be in a position that's going to get my ass ate.
So you wouldn't go so...
And I ain't got to worry about a dog. I don't got to worry about catching no dog. I got to worry about a dog catching that ass.
You wouldn't go swimming in Jenny Springs?
Oh, yeah, sure. Why not?
So what's wrong with going in the Niagara River?
Dude, like that. You know what would be dope? If I go on Jenny Springs, grab a female, sit the other way on an inner tube, and get some head while I'm floating down the head of the river. You know what I'm saying? Okay. That would be dope.
Okay.
Buff diving for females.
Okay.
Dude, Jenny's... Man, I need to go camping. It's been a long time since I've gone camping.
I want to go canoeing.
Huh?
Canoeing.
Stop it.
I'll channel my inner freaking Hiawatha.
Hiawaka? Hiawatha? Hiawaska?
Whatever the hell the name... It's Hiawatha, I'm pretty sure. Or maybe I'm Hiawatha. Some good. I don't know.
If you would like to come be a part of this wonderful camping trip that's preempted.
I just want to go canoeing.
And you've got a canoe. You're really welcome to come then if you have a canoe. So high sea. Like why don't you just like you and I could like lay on our backs and our fat asses could cruise down the fucking river.
It can't be me and Carter in the same canoe though, because he only could paddle on one side of you.
That's so fucked up.
We'll be doing circles.
Why you got to pick on Nemo?
I'm just playing, you know.
Boy, you are not up for giving that man a hand up. Well, never mind, you know. Never mind. That's fucked up.
He's the handyman.
It's a strong hand. Nah, you know what? Like, Carter's chilled out so much now. He gets himself a little bit of ass, and now the motherfucker's chilled. So that's the secret of life, huh? You get some ass, and then life chills out.
Dude, I barely even see Carter anymore.
Yeah.
My boy.
Yo, when are you going to start shacking up with some chick?
My boy wifed up.
Oh, wow. No invite. That's fucked up. So when are you going to wife up some chick?
I don't know.
Ashley, come on down.
Apparently, I don't know.
You got two eligibles. Well, one eligible. I got paperwork for people to fill out when they start going down that rabbit hole. Paperwork. Yeah, I need notaries. I need fucking references. I don't just be giving my time out of
nobody. Is it like an application fee?
Absolutely not.
Non-refundable?
No. If you got a 700 credit score or better than that, you don't got to pay the fee. Imagine how much nonsense would be going on in life if guys and girls had to pay a security deposit to be in a relationship. There'd be a lot less fucking around. I can promise you that. The motherfuckers be holding on to that cash.
Probably. And Carter says he has the strongest arm. And my boy Eric says that Carter's been pumping them strokes in her, whatever that means.
I didn't even know that Ashley was single, but she ain't wifing nobody.
Fair enough. Maybe she's single and ready to mingle.
No, she ain't ready to wife up nobody.
Okay.
She just said that. She just said, nah, we don't.
Maybe she likes...
I mean, she probably hates guys, too,
maybe,
right now.
Maybe she likes the no strings attached. I don't know. Maybe she likes
that. That used to be a thing.
Maybe she bought that 3-6 Mafia. I ain't the type to get involved in long relationships.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, slob on my knob.
Maybe she liked that, too.
I don't know.
Hey, it's open for interpretation.
Oh, Lord. That's a wild-ass interpretation.
I can't spell that shit, though. I gotta Google that word.
Yeah, I can barely pronounce it correctly.
Facts.
Yeah, so we should really organize like a camping trip. Like Ashley can be in like her own private tent, like 25 feet away, so she ain't, you know, so she's not what's the damn word I'm looking for? She's not bamboozled into being somebody's boo.
Okay.
And all the other ladies that will put them in like a log cabin or something.
I gotta be in like my own little situation. I snore. So I'm going to keep everybody awake.
if you fucking get me to believe there's a fucking bear at our campsite, I would shoot you dead.
I would probably slightly frighten bears from hearing my whatever the hell comes out of I'd be snoring.
Or maybe it'd be like that fucking scene from The Great Outdoors where the bear fucking comes in and starts trying to love on you.
Maybe.
Oh, you're a fucking wildebeest?
Wake up in the morning, there might be like six hogs outside our tent. I don't know.
That. I am not trying to sleep. We going to put Carter in the middle. Carter in his tent with his 10
boots. He probably snores too.
Yeah, but I think like he's in a position now where like him and his 37 wives are just used to it.
Okay. 37, goddamn.
Yeah, that's how Carter does it now, probably.
He's Mormon.
He probably got one for every day of the week.
So he's Mormon.
He's Mormon. Yeah, exactly. It's like the equivalency of going to church Monday, prayer meeting, Tuesday, Bible study, Wednesday, deacon people meeting.
Okay.
Thursday, young people meeting. Friday, old people meeting. Saturday, adults meeting. Sunday, everybody meeting. That's Carter's new life. I don't like to play homeless. What the hell? It's not playing homeless. It's not Seattle. What are you talking about, lady?
For real.
Freaking Asha talking about, I don't like to play homeless. Oh, but I bet you'll play intruder. No, I'm just kidding. My bad.
But listen, I don't even think homeless people have it camping style like the way people, like normal people go camping.
Right.
Because they're not sitting there with coolers full of like munchies and drinks and s'more material. Like I know people that go glamping. I ain't gonna say no name, Zach, but he be bringing like fans and
I've generators got a fucking fan. Yeah,
air
I got
conditioner
a fucking,
units and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I
shit.
Got a fucking fan for me. I should have used it yesterday. But yeah,
there's like real camping. I've legit been real camping. Like in
if you're into things like having fun and maybe smoking the left-handed cigarettes, like Craig's the man you got to go with because he's got all that stuff. Like I don't partake. But I don't judge anybody who does. I'm just there to take in the scenery and laugh at y'all motherfucking asses.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Or we should at least try to like go to like Adventure Island or something. Do some sort of STLR trip because we never do anything.
Well, my bad, Chris Flick. I didn't know you was you had it like that. Talking about fuck a tent. I'll borrow the camper from our boy Tommy.
Oh, you got a camper, Dahmer?
My boy Tommy has a camper.
Oh, wow. Like a pop-up camper?
No, it's probably like a nice one, knowing Tommy.
I don't know, man. Like, I've seen some pretty nice pop-up campers. Well, you know, where, like, the whole damn thing pop on up and
no,
then,
I'm
like,
talking about
the
like,
sides.
But bigger. Like, the pop-up campers aren't generally usually that big. He probably has, like, a pull-along behind the truck, like, you know, like a 36-foot trailer.
I would definitely
like
suggest
that.
if you bring a pop-up camper, you may want to bring somebody to distribute the weight. Or else that bitch will go, boop.
I'm gonna pull up with like a one of those mini homes on a trailer.
Yeah,
it's my
like the fucking
bitch.
RV shit.
Yeah,
I see motherfuckers doing that shit in the fucking Walmart parking lot around the corner. It's a mess. It is a mess and a half.
Ashley says she has the platinum pass.
What the hell does that even mean? For what the hell's a platinum
Island?
Pass as opposed to
that means,
just a basic bitch pass?
That means she probably gets better parking than handicapped people.
Oh man,
welcome
to the dating life in 2024.
There's like platinum. Platinum pass holder?
Yeah.
Then you got, like, handicapped people.
Right. Yeah, as I was saying, like that, you're saying she gets better parking than the handicapped people. I instantly thought of that. Like, dating in 2024 is like trying to find a parking spot at the mall. All the good ones are taken except for the handicapped.
It sounds like Ashley's down for suns out, buns out.
You better not be participating in suns out, buns out.
Oh, nobody wants to see me in a swimsuit. That's why I don't go to the beach.
Thank God they outlawed whaling. I get it. I'm with you on this.
I probably have been thought about getting harpooned by somebody.
What the fuck? No. They're not going to shoot a harpoon gun at
you.
Is that a
walrus over there? Oh, no, that's just crazy. Never mind.
It's a beach.
That's just high sea. Can't harpoon his ass.
No, come on, man. Chill out.
Listen, I'm being dead ass serious.
You can change all this.
Why do you think when I go to the beach, why you think I don't really go swimming like that with everybody? Because who you think the bull shark gonna attack first? Not Smokey, not Chris Flick.
That's bullshit. You know why?
That shit coming after me or Carter first?
That's bullshit. You know why it's bullshit? Because if Finding Nemo has taught us anything, it's that fish are friends, not food. Mic that only drop works, and walk, baby.
That only works in Pixar and Disney. It ain't working.
Innovation.
It ain't working in South Lido where the damn bull sharks be sliding through.
When my daughter was younger, she used to call me up and just quote the shit out of that movie. She used to quote the shit out of Finding Nemo. Called me on up. Hey, Dad, intervention. But I'm totally down for some sort of trip. I mean, maybe not a trip to Caliente. You know, I wouldn't want Carter to catch a charge. But, and that probably would happen because that's like a nudist resort.
So, the Platinum Pass
includes
free premium parking. See, that sounds better than
premium
handicap.
Premium parking.
20% off all stuff in the park. So that's probably, you know, all your concession stands, all your little souvenir stuff. And free money to spend in the park. So as she probably spends money, she probably gets like reward money. So then every once in a while she go there, she get free lunch or something.
Okay.
I see you, Ashley. Damn big ballin'.
Oh, no. Why is Ashley down for Caliente but not out to go camping? She would rather go hang out at a fucking nudist resort than go fucking homeless camping.
Because maybe she likes it by the water and the beach better.
They offered my band a gig to play there. Now, we're still trying to work out the dates and the money, but...
Do you have to be naked to perform?
No, that was my first fucking question. I'm like, if they think I got to get naked, they wrong. I ain't doing it. I don't want one of these old broads coming around, sitting there grabbing my cheeks and shit. I'll backhand old bitty. I'll do it. I won't feel bad about it, America. Oh, pow, pow. Backhanded.
I could. Oh, my God. Well, I don't know. I think you would go perform nude, though. I really do. I could see you being like, yeah, I'm down.
Like, the bands who go there don't have to be nude. It's just a resort. It's what nudies do.
But I feel like if that was one of the requirements for...
They'd have a lot less participants.
For the right amount of money, you would be out there dick slanging with it.
It'd be a short story. I don't know, man. Hope you like popcorn shrimp, bitch. Being naked ain't no big deal. Yeah, but you can tell. Like, how long did it take those guys to get antiquated to the idea that their old balls are going to be just flopping out in the wind knowing they're not going to get any? And what do you do when you find a girl attractive and that shit just comes up at attention? That's a little awkward. That's not a, hey, how you doing? That's a, what's up? Well, that's a, what's that mouth do?
I guess you would know he really likes you.
Right. That's a whole other
I guess the ladies would know he ain't pump faking. And Ashley says she was a dancer forever, so being naked is no big deal.
Oh, you a dancer, huh? All right. We see you, boo.
Tiny dancer. Hey.
Spin a dancer. Shout out to Tina Turner.
Ain't nobody trying to see me naked. That's all I got to say.
Like, they got all sorts of stuff about Caliente. Like, that they do got a bar. They do got a restaurant. I heard that they've got, like slots. Like casino slots. I'm
sure they do got slots. Not just in the casino. But my question is, like, so do you just show up to the restaurant bucking naked, as my boy Bernie Mac was saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you just sitting there eating your burger and fries, balls all up on the chair.
What happens when ketchup slips and falls on your dick?
Hopefully she helps me out, whoever I'm with.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But more than likely, I'm going to be on the Celine Dion all by myself.
That's Eric Carmen.
Celine Dion sings it too, buddy.
He died. Poor Eric Carmen. He did Hungry Eyes from Dirty Dancing back in the 80s.
Okay.
He did Make Me Lose Control. It's another popular hit of his. It's outstanding. Could you imagine, like, going to Caliente, start popping quarter slots, bam, you hit the big jackpot, you're jumping up and down. Yeah, look at my shit. Look at my dead dog.
Touche. Who is this? Chris Flick. Hopefully your girl doesn't like hot wings. When you're right, you're motherfucking right.
Yeah.
We got some good interaction going on the Facebook Live here, man. I'm telling you.
Not down for the snail trails. Good for you.
We are on Twitch and YouTube Live, so just so y'all know.
It's so hilarious because, and speaking of casinos, our dearest friend Bruno Mars, God bless Bruno Mars. Get your ass out of the motherfucking casinos, Bruno. If you're watching, I know you're watching. You're 24 karat magic. Keep your ass out of them goddamn casinos, boy. Motherfucker got himself all kinds of trouble. He's $50 million in debt right now.
Damn.
$50 million because he can't keep his ass off them goddamn penny slots.
I guess he better take his ass to drop another album. He better drop another album.
I didn't even know he dropped an album after the one he did with 24 Magic, 24 Karat Magic. He did. It's called it's like Silk Sonic, and it's a real throwback vibe.
Oh, that but that was a collab.
Yeah, but it's a cool throwback.
Yeah.
You never hear about Bruno Mars. That you always hear about Taylor Swift.
Because
The Weeknd.
Because they done kicked him off the Hard Rock app.
Yeah, they did. Oh, that motherfucker would be in fucking debt. And these, like, our people on Facebook are absolutely nuts.
They're
on drugs. They need help. Ugh. And the worst part about it is they see nothing wrong with what they're doing. Society.
That's your boy.
That's your brother. What you mean? I mean, not Smokey, the other one.
The one we don't claim on taxes.
You're fucking Reptar.
Reptar. You said it, not me.
I'm just saying. How many celebrities do you think have got a bigger gambling problem than they choose to acknowledge?
Well, one of the people out there that has been notoriously spoken about as having...
Bruno Mars.
For gambling. Michael Jordan.
Yeah, but it's like Jordan, I think, makes good bets, or else we'd be hearing a lot worse bad things. Like, I don't recall his ass is doing fucking 50K or 50 million in debt.
But Jordan gambles, like, not even just like at the card table and stuff like that. Like, Jordan will come in here and start trying to bet you on some dice game right here in the corner type shit. Like, he's that competitive.
The problem is at Joyland, one of the bar backs, little buddy.
Okay.
The little one who we're corrupting, the 21-year-old.
Okay.
So we taught him how to play Texas Hold'em. He already starting off rough. My boy Nate took him to the One-Eyed Jack's card room here in Sarasota. Three hands in, he gets the high hand and wins $500. Everybody at the table gets $50. I'm like, that's not the message we need to be sending out to this boy. He's 21 years old. He's going to piss away his life savings.
He got that adrenaline rush.
Oh, God, yes. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And he's not even a good poker player. Like, I play poker.
Well, the thing is,
but not on that level.
The thing is with poker, and I'm not saying that there's not like a science to it or whatever, but it's really luck of the draw. And it's all about percentages of what are your chances of hitting this hand, that hand, la, 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 la. It really is a lot to the situation. So to really just sit there and
fucking Quantum Leap over here. Fucking Michael over here going to talk about geometry.
No, I'm just saying.
Averages.
It really is. It's a harder thing. I mean, gambling in general is not saying that people don't hit or people don't win, but it's literally designed for the casino entity.
Yo, I could look up a tatted up motherfucker right now who made his living off of hustling the fucking casinos. His name is fucking Mikey. The cat's like the Baccarat King.
And there are people out there that have mastered and figured out certain aspects of things.
Yeah, Rain Man, Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah, and you can't get over on the casinos and stuff like that. But
you're only going to get over so much, though.
It's very similar to drugs, like how drugs make you feel, the just like that feeling, that euphoria. The same thing comes from gambling. That's why they have the gambling hotline. If you think you
they
got a problem,
really need to
call
enforce
this,
that.
Call
yeah.
that.
This is the extent of my poker playing. Right there.
And even like even
I get super uneasy.
Even somebody like Fatback has even come out and said, like, you know, he wants to go to Vegas, but he doesn't want to go to Vegas because he, you know, he thinks that if he
stay your ass at home, Fatback.
Yeah, he thinks that if he goes out there and he, you know, he might
got kids.
He might get addicted and try to go balls to the wall on the
I'd rather gamble on vagina. Slot in the booty hole.
Okay.
Slide the credit card. Zip, zip.
What happens if I put a quarter in it? I don't know.
I think I told a girl one time I was really drunk that I was going to violate her like a parking meter. And it wouldn't even cost her a quarter.
Well, damn.
They're just messed up. Yeah. When I was on the cruise, like in international water, like that shit's free fucking game. I let my guard down. That was the worst decision ever. Like I blew like $500 in that casino. Just take care because you couldn't do anything else.
It'll happen quick.
You didn't want to fucking watch whatever B-League movie that they had going on. The play in the freaking dining room was absolute shit. And it's like, what do? Like, you could jack off, you go to the casino. Well, if you're sharing a room with family, jacking off may not be appropriate.
You could be frowned upon. Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
Very frowned upon. Thanks a lot. What, Bin Laden? What?
You should never see.
Wow, what's the matter with you?
What's the movie with your boy Alan?
Oh, fucking, what is it, The Hangover?
The Hangover, where he's just like, they're talking about doing blackjack and counting cards. He's like, it's not illegal, it's just frowned upon, like masturbating on a plane. Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
That motherfucker, shout out. Zach Galifianakis?
Yeah, I freaking love that guy.
Where the green ferns grow, or across the green ferns, that shit's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I want to see his stand up in person. He's freaking hilarious.
He really just sort of strikes me as I don't know. Like, we've heard stories and stories about, yo, a prime example of fucking gambling that we completely overlooked, MC Hammer. Hammer Time. Notorious gambler, lost everything.
That wasn't really for gambling, though, neither. That was a lot of him paying a lot of his entourage and stuff, too.
Well, yeah, but he also had a huge deal with gambling, Suge Knight. Well, maybe not Suge Knight, but, you know, bumps and rumps.
We let the girl with the pumps and the bumps, pumps and the bumps, pumps and the bumps.
Oh, yeah, that's I can't believe we remember that song. Like, did that song get any traction whatsoever, or was it a dead and gone thing after?
I think it had like his 5 minutes.
Adam's Family Values.
Too legit, hey, what was it like? Too legit to quit. Hey, hey. That was a good one. And the Adam's Poor Family. Hammer. They do what they want to do, say what they want to say.
The Adam's fact that family. You know that, that's wild. Like that dude, you remember the song that Prince did for Batman?
No.
I remember Wildest Ass video where everybody's dressed up in green and purple. And, like, the music video is wild.
I know your boy Seal, Kiss from a Rose, that was on one of the Batman soundtracks.
Yeah, well, no, like that. This is like Michael Keaton Batman.
Okay.
Like the very first, they dumped so much money into the first Batman that they had Prince do a song.
It was the best one, by the way.
It actually didn't do bad. I got to watch that documentary because they got that one coming out. And they dumped so much money into Jack Nicholson. Jack Nicholson is like the smartest fucking actor on the planet. He looks like he's special.
You know he told
Short Bus special.
You know he told Heath Ledger not to do it, right?
Yeah. But Jack Nicholson is the only person that sat there and he said, I'm going to do this role for X amount of dollars, but I also get a residual of the merchandise. Smartest fucking thing ever.
That's like your boy that sang the Lion King song.
Elton John.
No. I think it was like the Hakuna Matata song. I forget what his name is, but if I showed him to you, you'd be like, oh, I know who you're talking about. It was black dude. He was the voice of
James Earl Jones?
No. It's a kid, man. A kid.
Oh.
He was like a Disney kid. He was the one who played the voice of Simba.
Oh, yeah, that kid. I don't know him.
If you've seen him, you'll know him.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I don't know. I have to Google search it or whatever. But anyways, they offered him like $2 million or something to sing the song. He said, no, I want $100,000 and I want royalties on the movie.
Smart move, man. Some people, they just have that intuition. They just know a hit when they see it. And you can't teach that. You can't teach intuition like that.
Motherfucker said James Earl Jones, like he got a whole album out here singing and shit. But
my son works.
Speaking of Prince, though, real quick, I got something to say.
Purple Rain's a great album. We know.
Fuck Prince.
Ah, why?
Have you not seen the Netflix documentary, like
The We Are the World?
The Biggest Night in Pop?
Yeah.
When he freaking...
I brought that up.
When he big-timed Michael Jackson and Mr. Dancing on the Ceiling, Lionel Richie?
He offered to do a guitar solo. I don't know what you want.
Man, but he didn't want to be with everybody, and the whole thing was about unity and coming together.
They're not Jehovah's Witnesses.
That was bitch-assness.
Bitch-assness. Come on. He sent Sheena E. on his behalf.
No. They invited Sheila E. trying to get him to come.
Right. He just didn't want to be around people. If I got famous, like, I'd pull that card. It's not that I'm too good to be around everybody.
People.
It's not that I'm too good to be around people. It's just I don't like people.
You're talking about the boss. You're talking about.
Springsteen had a hard time with that.
Lionel Richie. You're talking about Michael Jackson.
When they hit it,
you're talking about Cyndi Lauper. You're talking about the who's who of people at that time.
Cyndi Lauper was high as a goddamn kite.
She was.
But what about my boy Huey?
Huey Lewis in the News.
Love me some Huey Lewis in the News.
You had Hall & Oates in there.
I mean, you definitely had one of them singing, yes. The other one was sort of put in the background. It was sort of a package deal, I think.
Yeah. But there was people there.
Freaking John Hall.
Was it Kenny Rogers or something there?
Yeah.
There was people
you
there.
You fucking know who else is there? Merle Haggard for all of 5 minutes.
For all of 5 minutes.
Yep. And then when they kind of get to like the whole Swahili part, he's like, I'm out of this. I don't know what the fuck y'all doing.
He thought they were spitting voodoo.
Fucking racist ass Merle Haggard. Mister, I kissed my baby with my fist.
Yeah, he's like, there's too many black people here. I gotta leave. I said it. We calling you out, Merle.
How fucked up is the world that back then, that was the most normal thing on the planet? Like, being that openly blunt, forced racist was about as normal as tying your shoe.
That's probably. Oh, Stevie Wonder was there. How do you not come jump on a track
Stevie
with
Stevie Wonder could see that man's racism.
Facts. And they be saying stuff about Stevie. Like, look, Stevie be acting like he blind, but he be doing shit that make you think that he could see.
If it wasn't for Stevie Wonder, Bob Dylan's old dumbass wouldn't be able to carry a tune in a bucket during that fucking song.
Facts. Bob Dylan couldn't carry a tune really anyways. And that's
I hate Bob Dylan. If you like Bob Dylan,
Everybody talks about, Bob Dylan and everything. It's just like, but what is, I mean, not saying he's not a good songwriter, not saying that he didn't have some.
That's all he can do is write songs. He can't sing.
Yeah, I could literally do a Bob Dylan impersonation and I can't sing for shit. How does it feel? You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's pretty good.
That's like, bro, that's
that is, that, that's that, like how that's he feels. Actually
it's
really
like
good.
He's just literally
that's
pushing everything good. From his stomach. But
all the talent in the Bob Dylan family went to his son Jacob. And it's a shame the Wallflowers never did more. That's the truest shit on the planet. Bob Dylan. Get the fuck out of here. Bob Dylan. Ugh. I'd rather listen to 7 hours of Simon and Garfunkel than Bob Dylan. And I like Paul Simon. Don't know that I'd like him for 8 hours.
Would you rather listen to an hour of Bob Dylan or an hour of Sexy Red?
Saddle up, Bob. What you got for me? You better.
I might take Sexy Red at this point, to be honest with you.
You can tell me all the stories about a hurricane.
Bend that ass over. Let that pussy breathe. So I'd rather hear that.
Sexy Red. She's about a Grunchkin looking bitch, ain't she?
She ain't the best looking. I feel like Sexy Red is definitely an oxymoron in this situation because she's not that sexy to me. Nor is she
Sexy
Red. That's
Red is that the chick that was with Tay Tay at fucking the Super Bowl?
No, that's Ice Spice.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She's pretty cute. I fucks with Ice Spice.
There you go. You hear it right there. Okay, this is a real consumer's perspective. Notice what the man said, America. Nowhere in that first sentence did he say, oh, she's really talented. I like her music. He said she's cute. There you go. That's because all I need to put on that motherfucking shit.
But she's a female artist, so she raps about female things. It's not like she's making hip-hop songs that are relatable for men.
Well, so did DeBrat and Queen Latifah, but no, you wouldn't put them in the same so fucking category.
So Funkified is definitely unisexual.
Who?
Funkified.
Your mama's Funkified.
So yeah, Funkified. That's not like bend that ass over and make that pussy breathe. Like, can you bend that ass over and make the pussy breathe? I don't know if you have a vagina or not, but last time I checked, you have a whole daughter. You're a freaking dude. So I don't really see you relating to that song too well.
Yeah, nah.
Queen Latifah, UNITY.
That's a unity.
UNITY, that's a unity.
See?
It's multisexual.
Multisexual, my ass. Her music is garbage. Ice Spicy shit is garbage. Sexy Red shit is garbage.
Dog.
I hate my baby daddy. I bet you do, bitch.
Coyle Ray?
Who?
She's not really good music either, but she's cute.
No.
Lotto?
Nope.
Lotto be jamming?
Nope.
She makes some good songs at the
Not Lotto, not Lizzo, none of them.
I mean, Lotto look way better than Lizzo.
Maybe.
Way better than Lizzo.
Snow the Product ain't bad.
Snow the Product don't like dudes, though.
That's cool. It happens.
She got some bars, though.
I mean, neither did DeBrat. DeBrat ain't no fucking hetero bitch.
Yes, she is. She got a baby.
Man, that's a stunt.
That's a stunt.
Man, right. Man,
she got drunk one night. Like,
yeah,
she got drunk one night. She wanted the non-vegan.
Her is good. I like her.
Her be jamming.
That bitch can play guitar.
She can.
That bitch can wail. She's really good.
She's very talented.
It's funny because when she came out on the fucking Super Bowl, I thought that was DeBrat. She looked just like '90s DeBrat, like skinny, like real young DeBrat. Where the fuck did DeBrat learn how to play guitar? That bitch could barely put 10 bars together, but she jamming. She's
killing. I only knew who it was because of the guitar. But it's kind of like the conversation we were having. Like, I don't hate anything about female rappers or anything like that, but the majority of them nowadays, like City Girls, they're like female versions of 2 Live Crew. I can't hate on what they do, but at the same time, it's like outside of the club. And watching the girls get ratchet to their music, like I can't really listen to it in my car because it's not relatable to me.
It's just like Too Short said in an interview in the early 2000s. It's great for its time, but there's only so many ways you can tell a girl to suck your dick. Yeah. There's only going to be so many ways they're going to be able to tell a guy to go down on her.
Yeah, or like even like Summer Walker and some of these new R&B girls, SZA and stuff like that.
Who?
They're good, but they make a lot of songs that, like, I don't want to say, like, are bashing men, but they're more, like, feminine-style R&B songs. They're cool. They're, like, when they come on.
They're not R&B.
It's not like you have to necessarily change the song if it comes on the radio. Like, they're decent songs, but it's not like you're going to be sitting there singing the song. It's not like Usher, You Make Me Want to Leave the One I'm With, Start a New Relationship or something like that, or Let It Burn.
Yeah.
It ain't something like that.
What the fuck's the matter with fucking women R&B singers writing songs about how much they love their man and how they stand by their fucking man and how they're going to ride or die for their fucking man? When the hell was the last time that you heard any woman talk about love and using that fucking word? And guys are no different. Chris Brown started that bullshit too. Where they're like saying, I love this person.
The last song that I can think of that a female had made somewhat sort of like that is the Kelly Rowland Cater to You song.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying there hasn't been any since because I don't listen to female R&B like that. There could be some out there. Man. Well, that's one of the last like radio style hits that I remember like they're really being like ride or die for your man kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I'm all for, and you all might want to screenshot this, I'm all for female independence. It's good. It's good for the world. It's good for everybody to feel independent.
Are you going to play I'm a Woman Independent?
If you think that leaving yourself vulnerable to the right man makes you less independent, you're an idiot. You don't like it? Prove me wrong. You can't.
Stan Bar, you about to get blocked for that comment. He said the Island Boys were lyrical poets.
Go sit down.
That's the troll comment of the day, right?
Boy, you ain't lying. But an independent woman, hell, a feminist, nothing about that needs to change when you find love. Why is that such a demonized word? Like, you know who said, like, God's honest fucking truth right now. You know who fully embraces their love for their partner? The Alphabet community.
Facts.
I know tons of lesbos, and they're all talking about how they love their woman. They will change lyrics in a song that they're singing along with into talking about how they love the person that they're with. Gay people, too. Like, gay people are like that. They're flamboyant, but they got no shame in their game. They got no shame in showing love. God bless them.
Those used to be the funniest ones to work with when I worked in restaurants.
Right. And now it's like you've got the straight couples, and they're like, I'm too independent for the love is this, love is that, blah, 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 blah. Nah, don't be blaming the entire world because you got a bad picking system. How the fuck is that our fault?
I don't know.
Man, ain't shit. Nah, bitches, your choices ain't shit.
It's because we white men. That's everything's our fault.
Make that distinction. Man, shout out to the Alphabet community, man, because they at least embrace love. And they're about it. They are about love, and I think there's something psychological to that.
Hey, speaking of good songs by females.
Okay.
Eve, Love is Blind, is a great song about a topic that even as a man, we don't necessarily go through, but you can relate to it because you have maybe known a female that has dealt with that, or like maybe some guys have seen their mom with like a new guy or something and deal with something similar where, you know, you hear about the domestic violence thing a lot. You know, Queen, who we had on here, one of our shows, she's a domestic violence survivor. That was a song that like literally I felt impacted a lot. Like it's one of those songs where that would be the song where Eve gets her flowers for sure. I mean, she did her thing with the Rough Riders. She was the first female with Rough Riders and a predominantly, you know,
that's a real thing.
Yeah.
And freaking Carter can make all the, like that, the little childish jokes he wants about needing a hug and all this other shit. When I tell you the importance and the truth behind domestic violence, I'm not saying that men are never victims to domestic violence. I'm not saying that. I'm saying statistically, women get their ass whooped by men way more than any woman has beat a man's ass.
Unless you date a Latina, then you probably getting beat.
I said beat. I didn't say stabbed.
Okay.
There is this subgroup of people. There is a subgroup of people out there. Carter used to be one of them. That they just want love in any way, shape, and form. They'll take it from anybody who shows it. It's not always good because you run into situations like domestic violence. You run into shit like the little things that nobody wants to bring to the surface. Imagine how difficult it is if you're a man and you meet a girl that you absolutely love and she's got kids and you've got a father who's kind of a dick, but he's not that type of a dick to where you got to overstep your boundaries.
Yeah.
You fucked. I'm not saying you're in a recipe for failure, but what I'm saying is that's a very tight line you got to tote.
Oh, it is. And
that's a very tote line. You want to see a man flip his shit?
When you're dealing with a female that has kids, especially or a kid or kids, whatever, I don't know, whatever the situation is, if the baby daddy or baby daddies are actually involved in their kids' lives and not the deadbeats, it can be a very tricky situation.
Yeah.
And if you're dating a female with a kid or maybe two kids, whatever the situation may be, you're not just dealing with one heart either. You're dealing with that child's heart.
That's
too.
That's love, man. That's very
rough. You're part of bringing that kid up. And
correct.
Even if you're not like you said, say chick, one kid, baby daddy's kind of a dick to maybe her and you, but he does his thing for the kid.
Yeah, he's a good dad, but he's not a good partner.
But at the end of the day, when that kid's around you and the mom, you're not that kid's dad, but you're still that positive role model.
And that's a very tough one because it's like, how do you play that? Yeah. It's, I have been there. I have dated single moms. I love me some single moms. Because they're just not about the bullshit, but there's a lot of headache.
They got good snacks too, but
there's a lot of baggage that comes with it.
Sometimes.
And I don't mean it in a bad or negative way, because she could be good. The kid could be even better. But the dad's always going to be the obstacle. I'm going to tell any motherfucker this right now. I'm dealing with it. So you can't tell me nothing. When your ex moves on to something substantial and you got to drop your fucking kids off at this motherfucker's house, that's real fucking emotion. That's the shit nobody wants to talk about because that shit hurts. And if you don't feel this statement, then I don't know what the fuck's the matter with you. The worst feeling for any man or woman when it comes to their kids, aside from the obvious of seeing their kids being hurt, is listening to them call the other person mommy or daddy. Fuck off, mic drop. That's some fucking heart-wrenching shit for your ass. That's some shit that'll yank a fucking heart out of your damn chest. And if it doesn't, you don't love your kids. And I said what the fuck I said.
Okay.
That shit. Oh, my God.
Well, and I think if you're going to get into that situation with a single parent,
woo!
You better set your mind mentally. If you're not ready to co-parent, then don't even go down that route.
Right. But it's all fun and games until the ex moves on. And then that's a different type of internal discussion. That's a gut check.
Yeah.
That's a fuck you and your motherfucking feelings. It don't matter.
Yeah. Well, sometimes
it's so rough.
Sometimes the person, mom or dad, has to do what's best for.
I have been there. I've had to listen to my kid fumble and say dad and then easily correct herself. That's the worst one.
Yeah.
When they call somebody else mom or dad and then they instantly know that they fucked up, so they correct themselves and call them by their name.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that the kids don't love you as much. It's they're a product of their environment.
And if they're raised properly, different things like that. I mean, I'm sure it happens.
If you're around somebody long enough, that's bound to happen. It's rough. And it's not something like 10 years ago, the boogeyman in the ring room was men talking about their feelings.
Yeah.
This is the new boogeyman in the room that nobody talks about.
No, it is.
Because there's more good dads than women are being led people to believe that there are. And there's more conflict like this than people are willing to admit and give credit to.
Hey, and Stan Boss chimed in. He said, I don't know if I can handle my kids calling someone else dad. That would be tough.
And
that's the thing. You know, if you're not with the other person that you had a child with, and they are with somebody, and they're with somebody substantially long time, as a kid, it just gets habit. Mommy, daddy, mommy, daddy. So if that person is being a good step-parent to your child, it may slip up and, hey, dad, or whatever, because they look at that person like a dad or like a, hey, mom. And maybe, like, for instance, like your daughter may call somebody else mom if you were with somebody for a long period of time. But it's just because of, like, she is like a mother to your daughter because y'all have been together so long. You've built that bond with each other.
Well, and there's a lot of caveats.
Yeah.
There's a lot of caveats in that. Your child's more likely to do so when the new person has a child because they're used to them saying it. Therefore, it plants the seed inside of their mind. You know, I mean.
True.
That there's so many nuances to it.
No, there really is, and it's a thin line. I'm not sure if I'm the best person out here to give relationship advice because I just ain't. But
I mean, hey, that makes two of us.
I can just give you my opinion from the outside looking in, and I feel like
how the two ugliest people on our fucking timeline and quite possibly on Facebook are all shacked up. Hey, that's another one of the seven wonders of the world. We can make that ninth.
Apparently, I'm ugly, eight. So this is what it is.
Maybe. I don't know. But that's such a wild. We should try to get a child psychologist in here and really talk about that shit. Not to mention that some other shit, because I got questions. I got all the questions. But I don't think a child psychologist will ever come on this show because I'm going to hit him with that hard shit.
You never know.
I'm going to hit him with them hard questions.
You never know. Until it happens, you never know.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see the stats on on like divisive families and how that affects children and stuff like that. And, you know, like the big question that I'll always have for a child psychologist is how impressionable really are children? You got people giving children far more credit than ever before when we were growing up. Shit, that we could count on one hand how many times people have said, kids are fucking stupid, okay? That kids know what I tell them.
But it's different now because of the social media aspect and everything.
Right.
Just at the click of a finger. So the kids are smarter. I'm just going to be real with you.
They might be smarter, but they could be subjected to a lot more lies.
I am 100%, 1,000% convinced I would get my ass whooped on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
Dead ass.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be like that show that Steve Harvey was doing with the fucking kids. Steve Harvey did that show with like the kids, and these are like little-ass kids. Like, there was this like little tiny girl, and she was obsessed with skeletons. And he'd be pointing at different parts of the skeleton, and the little girl could tell you what it is. So much of fact that the little girl, when he pointed to the pelvis, she said, that's the only bone in the body that's gender-specific, which means it's different for boys and girls. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Well, damn.
I said, you bet. She's not allowed out. There's going to be a lot of people triggered by that
I ain't even know that.
Yeah.
I ain't even know that. But you know what that means? When you die, the bone won't lie. But anyways,
whoop, whoop.
The bones won't lie.
That's right.
Any final shout-outs?
Nah. Shout-out to my shout-outs. We will release another episode of Suncoast On Point today. I'm going to record it today and release it today. I need to go freaking hydrate. Go catch a liquid IV or something.
Follow us on TikTok if you haven't
already. Follow us on TikTok. We're always putting out good content. Follow us wherever you find your mom. I mean, wherever you find social media.
Well, I mean, some people might find their mom on social media. And I just want to say shout out to everybody who's been tuning in. Some of the OGs.
Yeah.
Flick, Carter. Shout out to my boy Coach Perry. Shout out to Stan Ball. I haven't seen him on here in a while.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to throw it out there. I think maybe one night a week we should try to do an episode and see how it goes. I think people need more of
I agree with that. I think it's going to I think it definitely it boils down more to when the other show schedules.
When the fuck we have time.
Right. Yeah, cuz you're in here fucking 3 days a week.
Actually, no, I'm only here 2 days a week.
No, that's bullshit, because you don't do fucking, you don't do Buck That and No Boundaries in the same night.
Yeah, those only 2 days. The third day is when me and you, but.
Yeah, 3 days a week.
We're not working around the other people's schedule, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. Consistency is key, but I'd be about it. We could fucking do something.
We'll figure it out.
We could do something like canceling the culture, and we could talk about the life we're living in.
Bam.
This is the way I live. And I like everyday people.
Bam. There you go.
Shout out to Slyness Family Stone.
Bam. Everyday people. With that being said, I'm your boy High C from my boy Johnny Christ. This has been Just Another Convo. Peace out.
In the Middle East.